So in this video, we are going to look at a method, or more accurately, two specific related methods that not many people are aware of. And so the previous methods that we've looked at when it comes to affiliate marketing have really been focused on promoting a single affiliate program. And now we're going to look at promoting multiple affiliate programs at once using two specific methods. And they are either building up a directory website, which is filled with our affiliate links, or creating a comparison page or video which compares product A with product B. And so people love comparisons, and one of the most profitable keywords is the versus keyword. For example, ClickFunnels versus lead pages, which is a keyword that people would search if they were considering buying either ClickFunnels or lead pages, but they're not entirely sure which one that they want to buy. And part of the reason this works so well is there are basically an infinite number of variations of this. You could have ClickFunnels versus any of the website building tools, and you are going to start to pull in bizarre traffic that, you know, no one else is ranking for. Not just this core keyword, but also lots of additional long tail keywords that you can catch with this method. And it's very, very powerful in competitive marketplaces, competitive niches, where you kind of need to go a step down on the keywords and become a little more long tail in order to start to get some traffic. So these types of keywords, these versus keywords, are actually used by several big companies to leech off their competition's traffic and brand. And very often, if you go and go to one of these SaaS tools, these, you know, software tools, and you scroll all the way down to the bottom in the footer, you will see that they are specifically targeting their competitors, and they have maybe five or six different reviews, different articles rather, that's their product versus competitor one, their product versus competitor two. And then if you go and look on either Google SEO or pay-per-click, you will see that they are driving traffic from their competitor's page to their page, and basically within that post making a claim that they are superior and they have a better product. And so you can imagine, if you have a very successful competitor and you have a superior product, this can be very, very effective. But likewise, if you're an affiliate of a new product or a little known product competing against a much bigger a competitor who's driving a ton of traffic, this can be a great way to leech off that traffic. So we can create these versus pages to promote our own brand, we are better than XYZ, or to make an affiliate commission from the products that we recommend. And then following on from this, there is a relatively recent second variation of this, which is now starting to kind of catch a bit of hype behind it, and that is the directory site. So this is a favorite of the building public indie hacker community that you'll see very active on social media, in particular on X, on Twitter, simply because it is so simple. But actually, the key here is to not just create a very basic directory, but actually to add value and create a website which allows people to filter based on useful metrics. And the reason that this one is going to work so well is we can actually build the entire site, this entire directory site, using AI. So we will look at the full-fledged directory sites that compare hundreds of products and sites across entire niche segments in just a second. But first, let's look at these simpler affiliate comparison pages, which typically compare much fewer products, typically between two and five products on one single page. So these are individual pages or blog posts promoted either by SEO or by PPC or on-site direct traffic, which is traffic that a particular website is already getting. And the way that these pages tend to rank is either product A versus product B as a keyword, or also most. Okay, so most is another huge commercial keyword. Most powerful website builder, lightest laptop under $1,000. Anything that's kind of like an extreme, people want to know what the best is based on a particular metric, is really, really good. And the starting point for that is the keyword most. But you can also probably think of variations for this with a, you know, any kind of product, class of product you can think of. The top 10 kind of approach is a classic method for this. You'll see lots of websites. For example, if you search best hosting platforms, you'll almost certainly see a top 10 hosting page, which lists, you know, 10 different hosting products on one page. And so these top 10s have been around for probably over two decades now. They're still very, very very profitable. Just because of the commercial value, obviously, if you're giving people 10 options, that's 10 links for them to click on. They go and click on all 10, then you can potentially make quite a nice commission. And so these comparison pages tap into buyer traffic because they're targeting these people who are searching for best or most or versus. You know, these are pretty good commercial keywords. They're very effective to leech off competitors, especially when we can make a clear and honest case that, you know, you were searching for product A, but actually product B is better. But they are actually only part of a wider site. Okay, so you do need some kind of a framework to follow on from that. You need, you know, other pages to kind of sit around the site, which is a whole thing in and of itself. Unlike the following cousin of this method, which we will look at next, and that is the AI directory, which brings us also onto this idea of programmatic SEO, which is SEO, which is done automatically. We create a lot of pages using AI and automation and programmatic processes, which are going to create automatic pages, which automatically rank for a whole range of long tail keywords. And so this is a new addition to the mix, an AI generated directory filled with hundreds of products, websites, or companies within a specific category or segments. And so the idea here is that each directory entry has AI generated content. The user can filter all of the different products available by metrics that matter to them, which will of course vary depending on the type of product in question. Now this should take you hundreds of hours to put together, to manually go and find these products, classify them, import them into a database. But with AI, we can do this substantially quicker now. And the reason as well that these work so well is typically, you know, Google and the other search engines generally don't like quote unquote thin content which was done very quickly, which doesn't really add a ton of value, and which doesn't take a ton of time. But these AI built programmatic SEO sites work because they can be thin and still high value because of the software that wraps around the whole thing and allows the customer to filter and find the specific product that works for them. So it's a win-win for everyone. But most importantly for us, it's a way to offer a huge amount of offers. Some of them ours, some of them affiliate links, and do it very, very quickly while building a high value site that we can potentially drive free traffic and page traffic to. And you can also sell ads on these sites. So as you start to get traffic, you can bring in the ability for people to buy, you know, the sponsored spot above all of the listings, to buy banner ads on the sidebar. You can super niche and super localize these as well. So one idea I've had for quite a while now is to build a directory of wedding services localized to my specific area. And then if it works, I can roll it out to other places. Now, you know, one recurring theme from this training is that you really need to focus on a handful of things at any given time. If you have too many projects on, then none of them will succeed. And so I've not got around to this simply because it's kind of not been high up on my to-do list for me to actually execute on it. And also because I don't have a ton of domain-specific knowledge within that space. But it's a very high-margin space. There's a lot of ambiguity as to what the best thing for people to do is. You know, people only do it once, then hopefully they don't have to do it again. And so it's just a very, very good space for this kind of thing to work. And we'll talk more about this super niching and super localization with programmatic SEO later on. Now, as part of this package, there should have been an upsell, which will give you a Dumfu AI directory with a WordPress theme. AgentX will create unlimited directory sites like this very, very quickly using this theme. So if you grab the offer once, then you'll be able to rinse and repeat this method across an infinite number of niches, which is just going to be insane and very, very fun to do. And so these are a couple of the methods that I highly recommend you check out. You know, a lot of people don't realize that you can do this. You think that you have to create a single review page or a single video review. But actually, one of the most powerful things you can do is to create an authority site. And one of the best authority sites you can create is the AI directory. It's a very, very new concept. There's not a ton of people doing it, but it's going to add a lot of value, be very easy to do, and is one that I would seriously consider that you do as a starting point. In particular, if you can see the limitations of affiliate marketing, but equally, and you do want to create your own product, but equally you kind of want to start off with something smaller, this could be a great introduction. So that's it for this video, and I'll see you in the next one.